PAC Ogdensburg, Rockville, online at pack987fm.com.
All my music.
Super hits at 98.7.
Daddy 8.7 Prince there. Yeah, actually, that tune was number one back in 88, I think it was. And then the number two song that song held out of number one was the Bangles Medic Monday, a song that Prince actually wrote as Christopher. So he held himself out of number one. Crazy, I know. Tuesday morning is here. Weather forecast is nice to begin, warming up. Then it gets cold again tomorrow and then starts to warm back up to end the week. Got forecast info coming up in a couple. Yes, I'm ready. Terry Nazario and KC, Pac 98.7.
Oh, just to make you understand. But I'm ready to learn. Yes, I'm ready.
Typical April for you, right? Up and down, up and down. We can't make our mind up, can we? Yeah, before you know it, in the next month, you'll be saying, ugh, it's
right
so
now, 39
today.
Or 4.
You wait. You'll have that one person on your Facebook feed who will say,
Super Hits, Pack Daddy 8.7,
nice start
can't
to your
wait
day
for
with
some
cool
cool
coming
down.
Out. The high warms
Watch.
Up. 65
Andy
or 18. Late day rain. Tomorrow it's rain and some wet snow. I know. Wrapping up by midday, then some sun. Colder though, high for Wednesday only at 45 or 7.
More than stronger. Take it from me. If you
Super Hits, Pack 98.7. Good morning. I'm Storm Kennedy. It's 6:12. Right now, 39 or 4. How about some Peebo? Peebo Bryson is on. If ever you're in my arms again. Tuesday morning, Pack 98.7.
The loving you gave me, the feelings we shared, and I still can remember how your touch was so tender. It told me you cared. I still need you near me. I still love you so. There's something between us that won't ever leave us. There's no letting go.
Hits, Pack 98.7, some Peebo right there. Yeah, nice to start this Tuesday, but the day doesn't end nice. Got forecast info that comes up in a couple on this 23rd of April.
History.
Thanks to you, I missed a moment of history.
We have made history.
Making up history as we went along.
We're history.
Today in history.
All right, today is National Picnic Day, German Beer Day, National Cherry Cheesecake Day, Lost Dog Awareness Day, National English Muffin Day, International Nose Picking Day. Is it a day for that? National Movie Theater Day and Slay a Dragon Day. 1616, William Shakespeare died. Real person, Billy was. 1936, Roy Orbison born. He died in 88, right before You Got It came out. Remember that song? Yeah, that was after he had just passed away. Number one song back in 1983 for a week. Dexys, Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen, held out Michael Jackson. Yeah, the whole Thriller phase there. Yeah, that was, and then, you know, he came back out the next week at number one. But it broke his consecutive week streak for Thriller. Back in 85, this is when Coke introduced their new formula. You know, I didn't mind that one at all. A little different taste to it. Then they came out with Coke Classic and New Coke, and the New Coke just went away because we didn't like it. Yeah. 1988, smoking, first banned on flights. Remember the days when you had the ashtray in the armrest on the planes? I remember those days. 1989, going back now 35 years, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played his last game with the Lakers. Same day that Baywatch came to television.
How are you, CJ? How's Larry?
Mention that name again, you're going back in the river.
Good to see you, doll. CJ, it's beautiful up here. You gotta love it, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful, but I miss the beach. You should come back to Baywatch.
Yeah, rookie swim starts next week. Requalify, I'll get you a tower.
Well, I guess there's nothing holding me here anymore, is there?
We lost Howard Cosell. He died at 77 back in 1995. It was 2002. 22 years ago, Kenny Chesney released his sixth studio album. Sixth. Big hit, too. No shoes, no shirt, no problems. We lost Boris Yeltsin. He was the Russian, was it prime minister? Yeah, he died back in 2007. And 2018, going back now 6 years, Kate Middleton gave birth to a healthy baby boy. All that today on this April 23rd, Pac 98.7. This date in history.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
Right now, mix and match any two for $3.99, like a McChicken sandwich, new to the lineup, or a McDouble, four-piece McNuggets, or hot and spicy McChicken sandwich. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/salmon or text salmon to 511-511. Text salmon to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Well, Dad, I see that maple season is over and you're back. Rich and I really sold a lot of furniture when you were gone.
You haven't seen anything yet, Hudson. I'm going to show you guys how it's done. I'm going to offer 18 months with no interest and no money down. That's right. For a limited time, I'm going to give you a whole year and a half to pay off your purchase interest-free and no minimum purchasing required. Stop in today and shop all the best brands like Flexsteel, Ashley, and Sealy. And then buy all the furniture you need and have it delivered free within 100 miles.
And don't forget, we guarantee the lowest price or it's free.
So buy an end table or a house full of furniture. And it'll be interest-free for 18 months. Massey's has over $2 million of furniture in stock and ready for free delivery.
We are open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience, or you can also shop from the comfort of your home at Massey'sFurnitureBarn.com.
You can save even more on mattresses because we have closeout pricing on mattresses from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Ashley, Nectar, and Simmons. How about a twin-size mattress for only $149? Or how about a queen-size mattress only $299? Nobody beats those prices. Massey's Furniture Barn, Watertown.
What's the best way to spend your lunch hour? Listening to the All Request Lunch Hour here on Super Hits Pack 98.7 with me, Edie Michaels. Thanks to our friends at Water Girl Quilt Co. in Prescott. Learning how to quilt, already love how to quilt and want to do more, have supplies you need or want to get lessons on what to do? Our friends at Water Girl Quilt Co. have all that and more. You can find them online at watergirlquiltco.com. You can find them in person in downtown Prescott. It's the All Request Lunch Hour every weekday right here, thanks to Water Girl Quilt Co. on Super Hits, Pac 98.7.
See where the weather.
Nice today, wet tomorrow morning, and then we clear things out for Thursday and Friday. We'll see for today, clouds, some sun to begin, breeze will pick up too. That'll warm us up. 65, Ogdensburg, 18, Brockville. Tonight it rains, low 40 or 4. Tomorrow morning, some showers. Snow could mix in to begin. It's all done by midday, though. Cooler day, too. 45 in Morristown, 7 degrees in Spencerville. By Thursday, some sun comes out. The high at least 50 or 10. Friday, some sun at least 60 or 16. Right now, 39 or 4.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape,
Super Hits, Pac 98.7. Good morning, I'm Storm Kennedy. It's 6:27. Right now, 39 or 4. Donna Summer's on now with Matt George having some news next. It's on the radio, Pac 98.7.
The city of Augsburg getting ready to auction off 15 properties on May 7th. The auction starts at 2 o'clock. You have to register beforehand to get in on it. City officials hope developers will purchase the properties and fix them up to increase the housing stock in the city and perhaps even help raise the tax base. The city has had some of the properties for several years, while others were foreclosed on in 2021 and 2022. For 2023 and later years, the county will be handling the city's taxes and auctions. Again, that auction is May the 7th, which is a Tuesday, and you have to register before 2 o'clock when the auction begins.
It's a nice start to your Tuesday. Some sun comes out and warms up too ahead of a cold front. The high 65 or 18. In your evening, rain comes in with that approaching front. Low 40 or 4. Tomorrow, clouds, morning rain, even some wet snow mixing in for a time. Clearing up by midday, your high to 45 or 7. Better for Thursday with some sun coming out. The high 52 or 11. Friday, some sun, 60 or 16. Right now, 39 or 4.
Super Kids, Track 98.7. And
Hits, Pack 98.7. Yeah, the Potsdam Community Dog Park will have their annual themed trivia night fundraiser happening on Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Lobster House in Norwood as their first in-person fundraiser since COVID. Big deal. Get more info about this event now and more in the area as well in the events page at Pack987FM.com. Richard Marx is satisfied. Pack 98.7. Super Hits, Pack 98.7, Richard Marks, and Satisfied. Tuesday morning with Storm Kennedy, joined in studio by Don Meisner.
I want to tell you what I'm seeing. This year is so different. And one of the things I've noticed is in the areas where there should be perch, where fishermen believe there's perch, there's probably perch, because I'm seeing a number of people congregating along the shores of the St. Lawrence River. Now, I haven't been out on that water, so I'm not going to some of the places that are really famous for perch fishing in the St. Lawrence. But I'm noticing between Messina and Waddington, there's a couple areas that are wonderful for walleyes, but right now it isn't walleye season yet. And the people there are fishing for perch. I was talking to my buddy Dave Swanson this morning, who's down on Cayuga, and he said over the past 3 days, the number of boats that are congregating in certain areas, he said yesterday, he said, I'm telling you, there are over 30 boats all together in this one area. And they were fishing perch. And it makes me realize a couple things. I've had people calling and wondering, people from other areas, not just New York, other areas that know this, we have great perch fishing, and they're asking me, where could they go? Are the fish in this area right now like they've been in other years? And my answer is usually, I don't know, let me find the information. I've called people, I called my buddy Justin, and he was able to get back to these people that were going to make a trip up here. I think they were from New Jersey. My point is that, like every other species, the weather conditions, the climate of what we have right now is going to determine where these fish are. Most of them are somewhat migrational in their patterns and in the areas that they go to. And so you really have to know where these perch are going to be right now. But I'm telling you, there is some wonderful perch fishing. The other thing that it's really made me be aware of is that for all of us that call ourselves fishermen or that enjoy fishing or whatever, however you want to go there, different strokes for different folks, and I've talked about this so much. There are a lot of people, and especially I think as they get older, and I don't know what that really means, it's not easier, but there's a lot of people that seem to prefer catching perch to all other sport fish. They want to go out there and they want to catch these wonderful perch. They taste fabulous, but I know a lot of sportsmen that may in the past have wanted to fish tournaments or been more after big walleyes or bass or something, they concentrate now on just going out and catching perch. And I think the importance of this is, fortunately, we live in an area where we have all kinds of different fish, all kinds of different species. So we have choices. And for some of us, it's going to be one type of fishing, and others another. And another report, I talked about my fascination and getting back to something that really sparked my life and made me who I am, which was trout fishing. I grew up on a trout stream. And I left that a long time ago after I stopped doing rod and reel streamside. And I hadn't fished trout in years, and now I've discovered that. And so that's something that gives me a whole different kind of reward than going out and fishing for vicious, striking northern pike or fishing for smallmouth on the Grass River. It's different. The rewards are different. The experience is different because you sort of concentrate on a different sort of feeling as you're doing these types of fishing. They're all very much different. But fortunately, we have it all. And right now is a great time to go perch fishing. The other part of that is that walleye and pike seasons aren't open. You can't fish for them. So we have panfish, and we've got wonderful perch and crappie fishing. And I'll talk in another report about some new findings for catching crappie. Until next time, folks, this is Don Meisner with the North Country Fishing Report.
It's back. It's the Ogdensburg International Seaway Festival Indoor Yard Sale. Saturday, April 27th, 10 till 3, come to the Lockwood Civic Center and shop or sell or both. There's something for everyone and for all ages. It's one day only. It's the Indoor Yard Sale, Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Lockwood Civic Center in Ogdensburg. Want to get a vendor table? Call Michelle, 315-528-0332. Just want to shop? Admission is just $2, and every cent supports the Ogdensburg International Seaway Festival. Shop, shop, shop till you drop.
It's time to make a break for it.
Ah, are you winging your way out via the Ogdensburg International Airport?
Absolutely, yes.
I hear that from there you can land in Philadelphia and then go anywhere in the world. Sounds delightful and expensive.
Nope. Tickets start at $69 one way.
Really? So I could escape for a long weekend or go see family and friends or maybe tick some go-sees off my bucket list?
Or all of them, yes.
One more teeny tiny question. When are we leaving?
As soon as we go online and book our tickets, that's when.
Change your latitude to brighten your attitude. Go online now to ogsair.com, click on Contour, and then you can book your flight to Philadelphia from Ogdensburg. Then you'll be on your way to anywhere in the world from Ogdensburg International Airport. Get more info right now at ogsair.com.
And we interrupt you with breaking news live from the Pepsi Wild Cherry Aisle. Carol, can you hear us?
Steve, I've never seen anything like this. The bold, refreshing, and bursting with cherry deliciousness of Pepsi Wild Cherry is, well, let's just say everyone is getting wild.
Getting wild?
That's right, Steve. There's dancing, binge watching, and is that a slip and slide? They're really putting the wild in Pepsi Wild Cherry. And this on-the-scene reporter can't wait to pop, lock, and drop it.
Pepsi Wild Cherry. Go ahead. Get wild.
Nice today, wet tomorrow morning, and then we clear things out for Thursday and Friday. We'll see for today, clouds, some sun to begin, breeze will pick up too, that'll warm us up. 65, Ogdensburg, 18, Brockville. Tonight it rains, low 40 or 4. Tomorrow morning, some showers, snow could mix in to begin. It's all done by midday, though, cooler day too. 45 in Morristown, 7 degrees in Spencerville. By Thursday, some sun comes out, the high at least 50 or 10. Friday, some sun, at least 60 or 16. Right now, 41 or 5.
Super Kids, Cat 98.7.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, going, going.
Yeah, oh, oh, oh.
98.7FM.com.
All the songs I love.
Super hits. And 98.7.
Moving in the morning.
The most music in the morning with Storm Kennedy on PAC 98.7.
I can't.
Super Hits, Pac 98.7. Good morning, it's Storm Kennedy. Time for a Pac 98.7 98-second news update. With that, Matt George.
Good morning. The city of Augsburg getting ready to auction off 15 properties on May 7th. The auction starts at 2 o'clock. You have to register beforehand to get in on it. City officials hope developers will purchase the properties and fix them up to increase the housing stock in the city and perhaps even help raise the tax base. The city has had some of the properties for several years, while others were foreclosed on in 2021 and 2022. For 2023 and later years, the county will be handling the city's taxes and auctions. Again, that auction is May the 7th, which is a Tuesday, and you have to register before 2 o'clock when the auction begins. There are detours set up through downtown Brockville as it gets ready for a film crew to shoot tomorrow. This is the second time in less than a year that the city has been host to a film crew. So far, the title is Love at First Sight. Of course, that could change. The crew members are setting up the city to make it look like the holiday time of year for a Netflix romantic comedy. Shooting will start tomorrow and run through May 8th. No word on who's starring in the movie. And some local people will be involved and be on the screen. City officials believe it brings a lot of revenue to the area as well, hosting a film crew. The crew is looking for extras for the movie, and pamphlets have been distributed to downtown bars with QR codes to scan if you're interested. More information is located online at backgroundwork.com/projects. Honda Canada is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant near its auto manufacturing facility in Alliston, Ontario, where it plans to produce fully electric vehicles, the Canadian press has learned. Senior sources with information on the project confirmed the federal and Ontario governments will make the announcement this week, but were not yet able to give any dollar figures. However, comments yesterday from Ontario Premier Doug Ford and Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli suggest it's a project worth about $14 billion to $50 billion. The Associated Press reporting that Columbia canceled in-person classes. Dozens of protesters were arrested at New York University and Yale, and the gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public yesterday as some of the most prestigious U.S. universities sought to defuse campus tensions over Israel's war with Hamas. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's green were arrested last week, and similar encampments have sprouted up at universities around the country as schools struggle with where to draw the line between allowing free expression while maintaining safe and inclusive campuses. Protests have pitted students against one another, with pro-Palestinian students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, say much of the criticism of Israel has veered into anti-Semitism and made them feel unsafe, and they point out that Hamas is still holding hostages taken during the group's October 7th invasion. All right, let's take a look at sports now. NBA basketball playoffs last night. Cleveland beat Orlando 96-86. New York Knicks over Philadelphia 104-101, and Denver down the LA Lakers 101-99. All three teams now have a 2-0 lead in their series. NHL hockey playoffs, and Toronto beat Boston 3-2, tying their series at one game apiece. Carolina beat the Islanders 5-3. Carolina leading that series 2-0. Vegas beat Dallas 4-3 to start their series with a 1-0 lead. And Edmonton beat the LA Kings 7-4 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. Oakland beat the New York Yankees 2-0. Philadelphia blanked Cincinnati 7-0. Pittsburgh doubled up Milwaukee 4-2. Atlanta blanked Miami 3-0. Toronto gets a win. They beat Kansas City 5-3. San Francisco down the Mets 5-2, while Baltimore beat the LA Angels 4-2. There's a look at your headlines in sports. I'm Matt Jordan.
It's a nice start to your Tuesday. Some sun comes out and warms up too ahead of a cold front. The high 65 or 18. In your evening, rain comes in with that approaching front. Low 40 or 4. Tomorrow, clouds, morning rain, even some wet snow mixing in for a time. Clearing out by midday, your high to 45 or 7. Better for Thursday with some sun coming out. The high 52 or 11. Friday, some sun, 60 or 16. Right now, 41 or 5. Hits, Pac 98.7, the Pretenders now after 7. Weather forecast is nice to begin the day, not so nice to end, and then cold again tomorrow. Get forecast info coming up. Fleetwood Mac is on Rihanna and Pac 98.7.
Super Hits, Pack 98.7, Rhiannon right there. Got some sun coming up to begin the day. Increasing cloud cover, late day rain showers here, early high 65 or 18. Tomorrow won't be as near as warm. Yet rain and even some wet snow early becomes rain showers, then ends by midday, then a peak of sun. The high for Wednesday, only 45 or 7. Right now, 41 or 5. These guys were hot, early 80s, peak out for Air Supply. Lost in Love, Pack 98.7. Super Hits, Pack 98.7. Good morning, it's Storm Kennedy. At 7:16, right now, 41 or 5. This song number one by a couple of folks, including this band, Club Nouveau from 87. Lean on Me, Pack 98.7. We'll be right back.
need a friend.
Super hits, Peck 98.7 from 87, Club Nouveau, Lean on Me, number one for those guys. All right, I've got some things now that I think you need to know. First up, Tesla recalling 4,000 Cybertrucks because of a sticky gas pedal. Yeah, the accelerator is sticking because technicians use an unapproved lubricant when assembling it. So you can't, yeah, you imagine? For those saying Caitlin Clark needs to get paid, well, she will. Yeah, her endorsement deal with Nike, $28 million for 8 years. Her agents demanded $3 million a year. Yeah, leading Puma to drop out and Adidas to offer up $6 million over 4 years. Nike said, all right, fine. Yeah, we'll make her a shoe too. $8 million or 8 years, $28 million. She'll be fine. And O.J. Simpson's expired bank card being auctioned off. The car showing wear and discoloration, you know, like mine is. But mine's not expired. They say significant money for that, with a portion going to charity. And I'm not sure about how his belongings go to, you know, the civil suit and all that. So they're auctioning off his expired bank card. You know, I could give you my expired bank card and auction it off. Nobody would want it, though. And there's nothing worth anything on it anyway, even if it wasn't expired. Some things this morning I think you need to know. Peck 98.7.
Hey there, furniture lovers. Guess what time it is? It's time to celebrate! Because Morrison's Furniture Store is turning 103 years old, bringing quality furniture and unbeatable deals. And to mark this incredible milestone, Morrison's isn't just having any ordinary sale. Oh no! They're kicking it up a notch! Combining their anniversary celebration with their inventory liquidation sale. Slashing prices left and right on furniture to make room for new inventory. And you won't believe the deals Morrison's has on mattresses. Every set marked down from 15% and more. Amazing deals on top brands like Lazy Boy, Ashley Furniture, Flex Steel. And if you're looking for a cozy sofa or a luxurious recliner, Morrison's has you covered. And the outdoor furniture has arrived at Morrison's. Get ready to let Morrison's help you spruce up your space so you can soak up the sun. Don't miss the celebration. Morrison's Furniture, Factory Street in Watertown.
Here's a great opportunity and a great value if you're thinking of a different vehicle. It's time to check out the selection of pre-owned inventory at Billrap Chevrolet of Ogdensburg. With many local trades and hand-picked vehicles, we just might have what you're looking for. Give us a call at 315-393-5899 or check us out online at BillRapChevy.com to see what we have available. And as always, you're invited to stop in and visit with our friendly professional sales staff on Route 68 just outside Flackville. Together, let's drive with Billrap Chevrolet, where we continue to carry on the North Country tradition.
Join the ARC Jefferson St. Lawrence Foundation for the 2024 Autism Acceptance Walk at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 27th at Maxey Hall on SUNY Potsdam's campus. Registration begins at 9 a.m. This family-oriented event is free to attend and will have lots of fun, games, and prizes for kids. Get creative and enter the free flag and costume contest based on this year's theme, Lord of the Rings. Learn more at thearcjslc.org. That's thearcjslc.org.
Nice today, wet tomorrow morning, and then we clear things out for Thursday and Friday. We'll see for today, clouds, some sun to begin, breeze will pick up too, that'll warm us up. 65, Ogdensburg, 18, Brockville. Tonight it rains, low 40 or 4. Tomorrow morning, some showers, snow could mix in to begin. It's all done by midday though, cooler day too. 45 in Morristown, 7 degrees in Spencerville. By Thursday, some sun comes out, the high at least 50 or 10. Friday, some sun, at least 60 or 16. Right now, 41 or 5.
Super Kids, Pack 98.7. We'll be right back.
Super hits, packed out of 8.7, Eurythmics right there. Matt George has some news, got some sports, got some weather info for you. It's all on the way. Now, Blues Image, Ride, Captain Ride, packed out of 8.7. Super hits, Pac Daddy 8.7. Good morning, it's Storm Kennedy. Time for a Pac Daddy 8.7 98-second news update. With that, Matt George.
Good morning. The city of Augsburg getting ready to auction off 15 properties on May 7th. The auction starts at 2 o'clock. You have to register beforehand to get in on it. City officials hope developers will purchase the properties and fix them up to increase the housing stock in the city and perhaps even help raise the tax base. The city has had some of the properties for several years, while others were foreclosed on in 2021 and 2022. For 2023 and later years, the county will be handling the city's taxes and auctions. Again, that auction is May the 7th, which is a Tuesday, and you have to register before 2 o'clock when the auction begins. There are detours set up through downtown Brockville as it gets ready for a film crew to shoot tomorrow the second time in less than a year that the city has been host to a film crew. So far, the title is Love at First Sight. Of course, that could change. The crew members are setting up the city to make it look like the holiday time of year for a Netflix romantic comedy. Shooting will start tomorrow and run through May 8th. No word on who's starring in the movie. And some local people will be involved and be on the screen. City officials believe it brings a lot of revenue to the area as well, hosting a film crew. The crew is looking for extras for the movie, and pamphlets have been distributed to downtown bars with QR codes to scan if you're interested. More information is located online at backgroundwork.com/projects. Honda Canada is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant near its auto manufacturing facility in Alliston, Ontario, where it plans to produce fully electric vehicles, the Canadian press has learned. Senior sources with information on the project confirmed the federal and Ontario governments will make the announcement this week, but were not yet able to give any dollar figures. However, comments yesterday from Ontario Premier Doug Ford and Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli suggest it's a project worth about $14 billion to $15 billion. The Associated Press reporting that Columbia canceled in-person classes, dozens of protesters were arrested at New York University and Yale, and the gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public yesterday as some of the most prestigious U.S. universities sought to defuse campus tensions over Israelis' war with Hamas. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's green were arrested last week, and similar encampments have sprouted up at universities around the country as schools struggle with where to draw the line between allowing free expression while maintaining safe and inclusive campuses. Protests have pitted students against one another, with pro-Palestinian students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, say much of the criticism of Israel has veered into anti-Semitism and made them feel unsafe, and they point out that Hamas is still holding hostages taken during the group's October 7th invasion. All right, let's take a look at sports now. NBA basketball playoffs last night. Cleveland beat Orlando 96-86. New York Knicks over Philadelphia 104-101, and Denver down the LA Lakers 101-99. All three teams now have a 2-0 lead in their series. NHL hockey playoffs, and Toronto beat Boston 3-2, tying their series at one game apiece. Carolina beat the Islanders 5-3. Carolina leading that series 2-0. Vegas beat Dallas 4-3 to start their series with a 1-0 lead. And Edmonton beat the LA Kings 7-4 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. Oakland beat the New York Yankees 2-0. Philadelphia blanked Cincinnati 7-0. Pittsburgh doubled up Milwaukee 4-2. Atlanta blanked Miami 3-0. Toronto gets a win. They beat Kansas City 5-3. San Francisco down the Mets 5-2, while Baltimore beat the LA Angels 4-2. There's a look at your headlines in sports. I'm Matt Jordan.
It's a nice start to your Tuesday. Some sun comes out and warms up too ahead of a cold front. The high 65 or 18. In your evening, rain comes in with that approaching front. Low 40 or 4. Tomorrow, clouds, morning rain, even some wet snow mixing in for a time. Clearing out by midday, your high to 45 or 7. Better for Thursday with some sun coming out. The high 52 or 11. Friday, some sun, 60 or 16. Right now, 41 or 5.
Super King. Well, there's a black man with a black cat, little black man. You know, he thinks he's got it so good. And there's a woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can
remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby, ain't that America? Home of the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me. Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kinda came and went.
Tell you about that song. I gave Carl Davis a tape one night. He said, "You got a song on this tape, man, and I swear it's a number one record." So I named every song on the tape except "Old Girl." And that song, to me, it said a lot of things that a man would not say. That was one of the contributions of that song. The lyrics were saying what a man would want to say to a woman that his pride wouldn't let him say.
Thank you.
Super hits, Pack Daddy 8.7 to 5 stair steps there. And, oh, girl. All right, Tuesday morning question. You ready? Begin thinking about this. Question today, 30% of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding. Yeah, and not just the, I guess the wedding. The wedding itself, the wedding ceremony. Yeah, and there's reasons why. Times change. Attitudes change. What is it before I give it away? Yeah, almost a third of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding. What? The answer comes up in about 8.5 minutes. It's Anita Baker, Sweet Love, Pack 98.7.
Don't spin your wheels.
Good morning.
Start your day with Storm Kennedy on PAC 98.7.
Oh.
Super Hits, Pack 98.7, Hall & Oates there Tuesday. Your question today, 30% of brides say that today, if they could go back in time and change this about their wedding, they would. Not the dress, not the hairstyles, not the DJ, no. Now let's think, 30 years ago, 40 years ago maybe for you, you got married where? Church. Now where do you get married at? Not usually a church. Sometimes it's church, yeah. But sometimes it's like, you know, in somebody's yard or on the river, nice backdrop. Or, you know, at the actual, you know, Elks Lodge Hall, whatever. Yeah, 30% of brides said if they could go back in time and change the venue, they would. The 15th annual Thousand Islands Regatta and Festival is revving up and ready to rock. This year, iconic Canadian rock legends 5440 and Big Wreck will ignite the stage. They'll perform live on stage at Blockhouse Island in Brockville, June 28th to 30th. Canadian rockers 5440 kick off the weekend Friday night. Be an unforgettable performance. Saturday night, it's Big Wreck with chart-topping classics and powerful new tunes. Purchase tickets now using code 98.7 and get a super savings discount at 1000-islandsregatta.com. 5440 and Big Wreck, June 28th to 30th at the Thousand Islands Regatta. Don't miss it.
How was your day?
It was amazing. We took a bunch of residents to the fair and stopped for pizza on the way home. I really love being a DSP.
That's great. Why do you like this job so much better than others you've had?
I get paid time off, but this is really meaningful work. I feel like I'm part of their family. It's like I'm visiting friends or relatives every day when I go to work.
United Helpers is looking for DSPs all across the county, and no experience is needed. Apply today at unitedhelpers.org/employment. United Helpers, always caring.
Do you know what's cool? Staying warm this winter. And 613 Mechanical Systems is here to help you do just that. They have now moved home with a new shop outside of Brockville, which means they are closer to Johnstown, Prescott, Brockville, Spencerville, and more. 613 Mechanical Systems does everything HVAC, from full home new construction to retrofits and cold climate heat pumps. They can even book your energy audits to qualify you for up to $6,500 in rebates. Ready to upgrade your furnace? They carry multiple brands. Ductwork, ventilation, heating, and cooling is their business. It's cool to stay warm. Learn more at 613mechanicalsystems.ca. 613 Mechanical Systems.
Nice today, wet tomorrow morning, and then we clear things out for Thursday and Friday. We'll see for today, clouds, some sun to begin, breeze will pick up too, that'll warm us up. 65 Ogdensburg, 18 Brockville. Tonight it rains, low 40 or 4. Tomorrow morning, some showers, snow could mix in to begin. It's all done by midday though, cooler day too. 45 in Morristown, 7 degrees in Spencerville. By Thursday, some sun comes out, the high at least 50 or 10. Friday, some sun, at least 60 or 16. It's 44-7 right now.
Super Kids, Pack 98.7. We'll be right back.
Super Hits, Pac Daddy 8.7. Good morning, it's Storm Kennedy. Time for a Pac Daddy 8.7 98-second news update. With that, Matt George.
Good morning. The city of Augsburg getting ready to auction off 15 properties on May 7th. The auction starts at 2 o'clock. You have to register beforehand to get in on it. City officials hope developers will purchase the properties and fix them up to increase the housing stock in the city and perhaps even help raise the tax base. The city has had some of the properties for several years, while others were foreclosed on in 2021 and 2022. For 2023 and later years, the county will be handling the city's taxes and auctions. Again, that auction is May the 7th, which is a Tuesday, and you have to register before 2 o'clock when the auction begins. There are detours set up through downtown Brockville as it gets ready for a film crew to shoot tomorrow. This is the second time in less than a year that the city has been host to a film crew. So far, the title is Love at First Sight. Of course, that could change. The crew members are setting up the city to make it look like the holiday time of year for a Netflix romantic comedy. Shooting will start tomorrow and run through May 8th. No word on who's starring in the movie. And some local people will be involved and be on the screen. City officials believe it brings a lot of revenue to the area as well, hosting a film crew. The crew is looking for extras for the movie, and pamphlets have been distributed to downtown bars with QR codes to scan if you're interested. More information is located online at backgroundwork.com/projects. Honda Canada is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant near its auto manufacturing facility in Alliston, Ontario, where it plans to produce fully electric vehicles, the Canadian press has learned. Senior sources with information on the project confirmed the federal and Ontario governments will make the announcement this week, but were not yet able to give any dollar figures. However, comments yesterday from Ontario Premier Doug Ford and Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli suggest it's a project worth about $14 billion to $15 million. The Associated Press reporting that Columbia canceled in-person classes, dozens of protesters were arrested at New York University and Yale, and the gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public yesterday as some of the most prestigious U.S. universities sought to defuse campus tensions over Israelis' war with Hamas. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's green were arrested last week, and similar encampments have sprouted up at universities around the country as schools struggle with where to draw the line between allowing free expression while maintaining safe and inclusive campuses. Protests have pitted students against one another, with pro-Palestinian students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, say much of the criticism of Israel has veered into anti-Semitism and made them feel unsafe, and they point out that Hamas is still holding hostages taken during the group's October 7th invasion. All right, let's take a look at sports now. NBA basketball playoffs last night. Cleveland beat Orlando 96-86. New York Knicks over Philadelphia 104-101, and Denver down the LA Lakers 101-99. All three teams now have a 2-0 lead in their series. NHL hockey playoffs, and Toronto beat Boston 3-2, tying their series at one game apiece. Carolina beat the Islanders 5-3, Carolina leading that series 2-0. Vegas beat Dallas 4-3 to start their series with a 1-0 lead. And Edmonton beat the LA Kings 7-4 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. Oakland beat the New York Yankees 2-0. Philadelphia blanked Cincinnati 7-0. Pittsburgh doubled up Milwaukee 4-2. Atlanta blanked Miami 3-0. Toronto gets a win. They beat Kansas City 5-3. San Francisco down the Mets 5-2, while Baltimore beat the LA Angels 4-2. Here's a look at your headlines in sports. I'm Matt Jordan.
Seaway Valley Weather.
It's a nice start to your Tuesday. Some sun comes out. It warms up, too, ahead of a cold front. The high 65 or 18. In your evening, rain comes in with that approaching front. Low 40 or 4. Tomorrow, clouds, morning rain, even some wet snow mixing in for a time. Clearing out by midday, your high to 45 or 7. Better for Thursday with some sun coming out. The high 52 or 11. Friday, some sun, 60 or 16. It's 47 or 8 right now. Hits Pac 98.7, the Romantics right there. Uh-oh. Be careful what you say in your sleep. Be careful. Anyway, Tuesday morning is here after 8 this hour, brought to you by St. Lawrence County Public Transit. Ride that bus. You get around the county, around town, do errands, do whatever in your life. Yeah, by yourself. Forget asking people for rides. You don't need to. Ride the bus. You can get the app, too. That'll give you, like, live time info. And if you're in one of their bus stops, they actually have places you can plug your phone into to charge it up. I know, right? More info, SLCNY, publictransit.com, Funky Town, Lips Inc., Pac 98.7. Gotta make a move to a town that's working.
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
we lost him not too long ago. Jay Giles. 8.7. Yeah, not
good
the
morning.
Singer. That's
Storm Kennedy.
But it's Jay
eight.
Giles was
16.
One of the, I guess
it's 47
players,
or 8 right now.
Music guy. But that's who the band was named after, Jay Giles Band. And Centerfold, Pac 98.7.
Super hits, Pac 98.7, centerfold there. Weather forecast, breaks of sunshine, maybe to begin here, warming up with a breeze, 65 or 18, then some rain, and then tomorrow morning, wet snow may mix in, and then that ends by midday, then some sun, 45 or 7 for Wednesday, so enjoy this morning. It's 47 or 8 right now. 80s time, Lisa and the Cult Jam, Lost in Emotions, Pac 98.7.
Hit the beat now.
que será, baby, whatever.
Hits, Pack Daddy 8.7, Lisa, and the Cult Jam right there for Tuesday. This hour, of course, brought to you by St. Lawrence County Public Transit. Ride that bus. Yeah, you can get around town, around the county, whatever you got to do, they can help. More info, SLCNY, publictransit.com. Got some birthdays for you.
All right, quit the screwing around. Where's the birthday?
Today is my B-Day.
Oh, happy birthday.
What?
I said happy birthday.
Is it or is it not your birthday?
Oh, man. Respect the birthday, please.
It is my birthday.
Birthday. Just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Tuesday birthday is the 23rd of April. Brian Bond Jr. of Norfolk. Chelsea Raven from Ogdensburg. Lori Corbett from Potsdam turned 60. Melanie Flack of Lisbon turning 50 years old. For Melanie, wow. Michael Mason from Ellenburg Depot, New York. Janet Gauthier from Nepean, 81. Sarah Warren from Prescott. And one more, Tim Beckstead from Messina. Happy birthday. Get signed up and get the info now. Pack987FM.com. Then you'll become part of the Pack98.7 Birthday Club.
Now's the time to get your vehicle ready for spring at Billwrap Chevrolet of Ogdensburg. Our GM-certified service technicians are here to help keep you going with regular maintenance, alignments, and everything else your ride might need. Give our service department a call today at 315-393-6000 to set up your appointment, or check us out online at BillWrapChevy.com. Together, let's drive with GM-certified service at Billwrap Chevrolet, where we continue to carry on the North Country tradition.
This is just plain awesome.
You must be checking out the flights out of the Ogdensburg International Airport to worldwide destinations.
I am. I think this is going to be love at first flight. Tickets start at just $69 one way to Philadelphia, and from there, the sky is literally the limit.
They're flying in and out of Philadelphia over a dozen times weekly, the morning and afternoon flights too.
Traveling will never be a plane in the neck again. When you catch flights, not feelings.
And once you get to Philadelphia, you can fly anywhere in the world. See? Plain awesome.
Change your latitude to brighten your attitude. Go online now to ogsair.com, click on Concord, and then you can book your flight to Philadelphia from Ogdensburg. Then you'll be on your way to anywhere in the world from Ogdensburg International Airport. Get more info right now at ogsair.com.
What the duck?
It's duck season.
I thought it was goose or deer season.
Oh, outside, sure. But inside? Inside, it's duck season. And KMH Remediation are duck cleaning specialists.
So they know how to pluck a duck?
Not sure, but I do know they know how to clean ducks to a T. So you can breathe easier and your home is cleaner and safer. You know, during duck season, those things get loaded with dust and dirt and spider webs. KMH also does windows and deep floor cleanings.
Duck season. Ah, now I know what the duck you're talking about.
Call KMH Remediation, 315-386-8144 or
315-788-8990.
Nice today, wet tomorrow morning, and then we clear things out for Thursday and Friday. We'll see for today, clouds, some sun to begin, breeze will pick up too. That'll warm us up. 65 Ogdensburg, 18 Brockville. Tonight it rains, low 40 or 4. Tomorrow morning, some showers. Snow could mix in to begin. It's all done by midday, though. Cooler day, too. 45 in Morristown, 7 degrees in Spencerville. By Thursday, some sun comes out. The high at least 50 or 10. Friday, some sun at least 60 or 16. It's 47 or 8 right now.
Super Kids, Pack 98.7.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Super hits, Pac 98.7. Good morning, it's Storm Kennedy. Time for a Pac 98.7 98-second news update. With that, Matt George.
Good morning. The city of Augsburg getting ready to auction off 15 properties on May 7th. The auction starts at 2 o'clock. You have to register beforehand to get in on it. City officials hope developers will purchase the properties and fix them up to increase the housing stock in the city and perhaps even help raise the tax base. The city has had some of the properties for several years, while others were foreclosed on in 2021 and 2022. For 2023 and later years, the county will be handling the city's taxes and auctions. Again, that auction is May the 7th, which is a Tuesday, and you have to register before 2 o'clock when the auction begins. There are detours set up through downtown Brockville as it gets ready for a film crew to shoot tomorrow. This is the second time in less than a year that the city has been host to a film crew. So far, the title is Love at First Sight. Of course, that could change. The crew members are setting up the city to make it look like the holiday time of year for a Netflix romantic comedy. Shooting will start tomorrow and run through May 8th. No word on who's starring in the movie. And some local people will be involved and be on the screen. City officials believe it brings a lot of revenue to the area as well, hosting a film crew. The crew is looking for extras for the movie, and pamphlets have been distributed to downtown bars with QR codes to scan if you're interested. More information is located online at backgroundwork.com/projects. Honda Canada is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant near its auto manufacturing facility in Alliston, Ontario, where it plans to produce fully electric vehicles, the Canadian press has learned. Senior sources with information on the project confirmed the federal and Ontario governments will make the announcement this week, but were not yet able to give any dollar figures. However, comments yesterday from Ontario Premier Doug Ford and Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli suggest it's a project worth about $14 billion to $50 million. The Associated Press reporting that Columbia canceled in-person classes, dozens of protesters were arrested at New York University and Yale, and the gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public yesterday as some of the most prestigious U.S. universities sought to defuse campus tensions over Israelis' war with Hamas. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's green were arrested last week, and similar encampments have sprouted up at universities around the country as schools struggle with where to draw the line between allowing free expression while maintaining safe and inclusive campuses. Protests have pitted students against one another, with pro-Palestinian students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, say much of the criticism of Israel has veered into anti-Semitism and made them feel unsafe. And they point out that Hamas is still holding hostages taken during the group's October 7th invasion. All right, let's take a look at sports now. NBA basketball playoffs last night. Cleveland beat Orlando 96-86. New York Knicks over Philadelphia 104-101, and Denver down the L.A. Lakers 101-99. All three teams now have a 2-0 lead in their series. NHL hockey playoffs, and Toronto beat Boston 3-2, tying their series at one game apiece. Carolina beat the Islanders 5-3, Carolina leading that series 2-0. Vegas beat Dallas 4-3 to start their series with a 1-0 lead. And Edmonton beat the LA Kings 7-4 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. Oakland beat the New York Yankees 2-0. Philadelphia blanked Cincinnati 7-0. Pittsburgh doubled up Milwaukee 4-2. Atlanta blanked Miami 3-0. Toronto gets a win. They beat Kansas City 5-3. San Francisco down the Mets 5-2, while Baltimore beat the LA Angels 4-2. There's a look at your headlines in sports. I'm Matt Jordan.
It's a nice start to your Tuesday. Some sun comes out and warms up too ahead of a cold front. The high 65 or 18. In your evening, rain comes in with that approaching front. Low 40 or 4. Tomorrow, clouds, morning rain, even some wet snow mixing in for a time. Clearing out by midday, your high to 45 or 7. Better for Thursday with some sun coming out. The high 52 or 11. Friday, some sun, 60 or 16. It's 47 or 8 right now.
Sweet dreams are
Pack 98.7, your rhythmics right there, and having sweet dreams about getting to where you've got to go in life safely, affordably as well. How do you do that? Your dreams have come true. St. Lawrence County Public Transit. I know, right? SLCNY, publictransit.com has info about their app and their routes and their rates, and then their bus stops where they've got the power sources you can plug in and charge your phone while you wait. I know, right? More info, SLCNY, publictransit.com. It's 10cc, Pack 98.7.
Just a silly face I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you've got it made. I'm not alone, no, no.
Super hits are on Pack 98.7. Good morning. It's Storm Kennedy. It's 8:46. Right now, 51 or 11. The Carpenters on now. Yeah, they long to be close to you. Pack 98.7.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
that you were born. The angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
This is Miri Wilson of the Supremes.
Supremes. 98.7.
Yeah.
Super Hits, Pack 98.7 ELO, wrapping up the hour, brought to you by St. Lawrence County Public Transit. Ride that bus, get around town, around the county, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, to work, to college, whatever. They can get you there and get you home. Info, SLCNYPublicTransit.com. Also get their app and get live info there. You can do everything on the app, too. Look for that in your Play Store or the App Store as well.
With St. Lawrence County Public Transit, $2 can get you where you need to go and keep you connected to the community. Plus, with First Mile, Last Mile, and Rides to Recovery, the team can help you get to work, school, for groceries, and more. With 16 routes, we can drive you to the places that keep your life moving forward. Find out more at slcnypublictransit.com or call 315-386-2600. That's 315-386-2600. Catch a ride with St. Lawrence County Public Transit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
What's the best way to spend your lunch hour? Listening to the All Request Lunch Hour here on Super Hits Pack 98.7 with me, Edie Michaels. Thanks to our friends at Water Girl Quilt Co. in Prescott. Learning how to quilt, already love how to quilt and want to do more, have supplies you need or want to get lessons on what to do? Our friends at Water Girl Quilt Co. have all that and more. You can find them online at watergirlquiltco.com. You can find them in person in downtown Prescott. It's the All Request Lunch Hour every weekday right here, thanks to Water Girl Quilt Co. on Super Hits, Pack 98.7.
Get ready for an unforgettable event. Join us at the Claxton Hepburn Medical Center Foundation Kentucky Derby Day on May 4th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Freight House in Ogdensburg, New York. It's an evening filled with excitement, great food, games, raffles, and mint juleps, all for a great cause. Proceeds go to the SUNY Canton Nurses Scholarship Fund. Visit the Claxton Hepburn Medical Center Foundation page to get your tickets or to make a donation. We hope to see you there.
Nice today, wet tomorrow morning, and then we clear things out for Thursday and Friday. We'll see for today, clouds, some sun to begin, breeze will pick up too, that'll warm us up. 65, Ogdensburg, 18, Brockville. Tonight it rains, low 40 or 4. Tomorrow morning, some showers, snow could mix in to begin. It's all done by midday though, cooler day too. 45 in Morristown, 7 degrees in Spencerville. By Thursday, some sun comes out, the high at least 50 or 10. Friday, some sun, at least 60 or 16. Right now, 51 or 11.
Super Kids, Pack 98.7.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't. Say you will be my denial.
Rockville, online at pat987fm.com.
It's all about the music.
Super Hits, Pat 98.7.
Some soft cell kicks the hour off, brought to you by LaBerge and Curtis, Route 11 between Canton and Potsdam. Yeah, Bobcat line of equipment, sales service, got heavy equipment, attachments, you got rentals, you got storage, all kinds of stuff. Info, LaBergeandCurtis.com. On the phone, 2-315-386-2494. Greg Kinn Band, Pack 98.7.
nothing but the greatest hits ever recorded.
Yeah.
Super Hits. 98.7.
Pac 98.7, Journey says, be good to yourself. I'm Storm Kennedy. If you're in construction and contracting, yeah, and you don't, you know, own a bunch of equipment, not all of us who are in that field do. You can rent whatever you need. I know. LaBerge and Curtis does rentals. Yeah, more info about how to work that at LaBergeandCurtis.com or on the phone 2315-386-2494. Ray Stevens on now from 74, back when we were streaking. Pac 98.7.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity.
Oh,
yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
there's an audience to be found. You'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't booed.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't booed.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek. Making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym, covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Hey, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PX. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home team.
What is they calling the street?
Here it comes again. Who's that with it? Ethel! Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen to me. He gonna give us
you a get key. Your coat on.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Ethel, you shameless hefty.
If there's an audience to be found, you'll be streaking it round, inviting public fatigue.
Say it isn't so, Ethel.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel!
Your music.
Hi, this is Duke of the Four Tops. This is Paul McCartney. Hi.
The greatest hits on earth.
Super hits. Back. 98.7.
Back then, long time ago, when grass was green. But it's all over now.
it down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you, been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. In my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Kite 98.7, Stuck With You, or Stuck On You. Yeah, Like Flies. Lionel Richie right there. It's Storm Kennedy. If you're into the whole construction, contracting, even roofing, too. I mean, there's going to be a time where you need a piece of equipment to get the job done, but you don't own it. You know, you buy it.
Always seem to let you down, and I can't. the greatest music of all time?
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
Hi, I'm Dobie Gray.
Give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
We do.
Super Hits. 98.7. Super Hits, 98.7.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Cut me working for you. Trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep
said you got to have a membership card to get inside.
Hits Pack 98.7, five man electrical band. Imagine that, me working for you. Signs there. The signs point to LeBurge and Curtis and Canton. Those Bobcat signs. You've seen those on Route 11, right? That's where they are. Yeah, want to do some storage? You know, put your stuff away, put winter away. You can do that and bring out summer. And then in the fall, you put winter, summer away and you bring out winter. You know what I'm talking about. LeBurge and Curtis can help you out with storage. You know, your kids are finishing up school. Where do you put their stuff in their apartment? You store it away. You thought they'd be on their own by now, but you know how that goes. Store it away. More info on the phone for storage. 315-386-2494. Joan Jett, Pack 98.7.
I saw him dancing there by the wreck of machine. Looked like he was having a good time. I knew he must have been about 17. Play my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. So put it up, time in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So take your time and dance with me. Ow! Got up and asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. I said, I'm gonna take you home where we can't be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me. I'm gonna take you home.
up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm a early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say, undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those two ladies as I shiver out through my veins. Now I'm going shining, shining like brand new. I never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Hits Pac 98.7 Super Tramp right there. Goodbye, stranger. I'm from Kennedy. Hello, stranger. Playing requests from Pac987FM.com. Yeah, this one for Leslie Simon in Norfolk. Here comes Glenn Frey and those Smugglers Blues, Pac 98.7.
There's trouble on the street tonight. I can feel it in my bones. I had a premonition that he should not go alone. I knew the gun was loaded, but I didn't think he'd kill. Suitcase in your hand. Here's a little money. Now do it just the way we planned. You be cool.
Super Hits, back, 98.7.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. To me
Back 98.7, Kenny and Dolly close the hour out. Brought to you by LaBerge and Curtis and Canton on Route 11 between Canton and Potsdam. Got that Bobcat line, sales and service of that, new and used. You've got rentals, you got storage, and more info online. LaBergeandCurtis.com or on the phone today, 315-386-2494. DD at 10, back tomorrow for Wednesday. I'll talk to you then. Enjoy today. Pack 98.7.
The best way to see everything that a new Bobcat compact tractor can do is to see one for yourself. Bobcat is currently offering a free front-end loader in lieu of financing or rates as low as 0% for 72 months, which currently ends March 31st. Stop into LaBerge and Curtis on Route 11 to demo a new Bobcat compact tractor today. Every Bobcat compact tractor is easy to use for mowing, loading, snow removal, and so much more. Work easier and more comfortably with a Bobcat compact tractor. Save for yourself today. Just stop in to LaBerge and Curtis on Route 11 between Canton and Potsdam or call 315-386-2494 for a quote today.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it.